What are you most proud of? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. You know, there are a lot of personal achievements that can make us feel good about ourselves. Things like losing enough weight to fit into your skinny pair of pants.
Nice.
It's nice. Or finding a sweater that's big enough to hide the love handles that are pushing up because you decided to squeeze yourself into your skinny pair of pants.
I hear that.
Or dousing your closet in gasoline and burning your house to the ground so you never have to fight with those skinny pair of pants ever again.
Always comes down to the skinny pants.
Yes, it does. But you'd be shocked to know that there are even bigger accomplishments in life than winning the battle of the pants.
I did not know that.
There are also things like scoring a free meal. That's pretty sweet, too. And that's exactly why one man who goes by the name Steven is making national news today. Steven made it his entire goal to go to an Outback Steakhouse and figure out a way to get his dinner 100% comped by the restaurant.
Wow.
Is it like a dine and dash or a comp situation?
He shared his story on Twitter, and it instantly went viral. Of course, he could have tried something really shady, like sneaking a dead cockroach in and then putting it on his plate.
Yeah.
Or pretending to get food poisoning after the meal. But Steven had something much more creative in mind.
Okay.
He thought, what if I went to Outback by myself and asked for a table for two for a date? And then, if I got progressively sadder and sadder as the night went on, do you think they would give me my steak for free?
Oh my God.
So he's going to go and pretend like he got stood up.
Yeah.
So that's he pretty funny.
Put the theory to the test and then live tweeted the entire evening. And he explains that he dressed up in a fancy suit with a boutonniere on it.
Oh, wow.
And then he told the hostess that he was expecting a woman to meet him at the table.
He is doing Outback right if he's wearing a boutonniere.
Once he was seated, he immediately ordered a drink for himself and a glass of cold white wine for his date, who he called Catherine.
Oh, of course. Aww. She's a lovely woman.
Yep. He even told the waiter, quote, well, I remember she said she loves a good glass of Chardonnay, so why don't we start with a glass of that?
Okay.
But that's not all. To make the situation even more believable, Steven left a fake voicemail for his date, asking her to let him know when she was on the way, and made sure to have the waiter hear it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to make sure.
Do it, like, loudly.
Uh-huh. He's leaving the loudest voicemail in the entire place.
Hey, do you want any more, like, breadsticks or anything? Oh, hold on a second. I got a phone call.
He even brought along a fake gift to dinner, which he had sitting on display by his seat. It was in a brown paper bag with a little blue ribbon on it. Inside, he just stuffed it with things that he had in his car, like some jumper cables or whatever. And for the next 45 minutes, he just waited patiently at his seat for his non-existent date to show up.
And that's right, you can't order right away.
No. Yeah, you gotta act like you're waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a free dinner at Outback and all, but that is some patience.
It's a lot of work.
Like, just sitting by yourself for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
As the evening went on, he made sure to have, quote, an extra nervous and defeated look on his face. He proceeded to eat two whole loaves of complimentary bread.
Whoa!
I knew the bread was coming.
That is a lot of bread.
Hey, but if you're getting a free meal, make sure you're full.
Yeah.
All right, I feel that.
Someone's not on a diet.
Then finally, right before the kitchen closed, the waiter came by and Steven drank his date's wine in one giant swig out of the glass and said, you could probably just take her glass now, I guess.
Feel bad for him, and I know he's faking it.
Oh, dude, I used to be a server. I would give this guy a free meal,
too. Oh, for sure.
And Julie used to be him, too. We've seen all those tricks, you know?
He wrote on Twitter that the waiter seemed very sensitive to his situation when he finally placed his order and said, quote, I ordered my steak, and this dude is walking on eggshells around me. I've never seen someone scoop up glassware as smoothly as he did. Steven continued on with his strategy, though, trying to get this free meal.
Yeah.
Before he even cut into the steak, he started crying and whimpering a little bit at the table. And eventually decided to dig in and eat his feelings.
And you know, it's just creating a scene. Like, there's no way every other... Like, that is what I'm watching my entire dinner is his night.
Yeah, embarrassing himself. Yeah.
After a long time, a couple at the bar noticed Steven, and then they paid for his entire meal. So it wasn't even... the waiter at Outback that took care of it. It was another couple that was like, man, this is really sad.
Good.
Kind of good. Also, like, toying with people's emotions for your own benefit is not that great of a thing.
He wrote about his successful mission on Twitter. And for measure, he donated $50 in honor of the couple to a charity.
Well, I guess.
Before he left the restaurant, the waiter decided to share some uplifting words with Steven. I guess the waiter came to clean the table as I left. He put his hand on my shoulder, looked at me dead in the eye like a father about to tell his son that his grandma died, and said, take care of yourself. Don't let anything get you down. Steven then got all of his food to go, including a Dr. Pepper that the waiter threw in, earning him a $20 tip.
Hey.
By the end of the night, Steven had received thousands of likes and comments on his Twitter feed.
Aww.
And he said he hopes Outback doesn't get too mad at him because he loves their steaks so much.
Oh, man.
And he went out of his way to try to get a free one.
I already got a Bloomin' Onion to go. I would have kept ordering.
Oh, yeah, me too. Luckily for Steven, Outback seemed to find his prank pretty amusing because they tweeted him a special offer for a complimentary meal for two.
Shut up! So he gets another.
With a real date, though. He has to bring a real date.
I feel like the punishment is he has to go by himself again.
Yeah.
Text in at 78592. Have you ever used a trick to get a meal comp? To tell us about it. 78592. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.